The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Agatha Samoa. In the headlines, President Mills to witness inauguration of Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara. Domestic airline operator calls for review of provision that prevents domestic flights from operating after 6 p.m. Existing science resource centers in second cycle institutions to be refurbished. NATO to intensify campaign in Libya. Kenyan Olympic champion Sammy Wanjiru dies. IMF chief consents to physical examination, and at least 12 people killed by Israeli security forces at borders with Palestinian territories. First, the summary with Mercy Sowa.
President Knowles will be at the inauguration of Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara on the 21st of this month. President Knowles, who announced this at a church service in Accra, appealed to the religious community to offer prayers for peace to prevail in Cote d'Ivoire. The director of Citylink, a domestic airline operator, Amatego, has suggested the review of the law that restricts domestic airlines from working at night. Madame Tego, who made the appeal on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, emphasized that this provision has prevented the growth of the domestic airline industry. The Volta Regional Minister Joseph Amenwade has hinted about plans to refurbish science resource centers in second cycle institutions. The move, as he puts it, will help improve the standard of education in the country. Mr. Amenwade said this at the speech and prize giving day of the Kwanto Senior High School in the Volta region. Kenyan Olympic marathon champion Sammy Wanjiru is reported to have died after falling from a balcony at his home in Kenya. He suffered internal injuries, and it's not known whether he fell accidentally or not. And the court hearing on the alleged sexual assault by the IMF chief Dominic Strauss-Kahn has been delayed for one day. This is due to its acceptance to undergo physical examination in line with the accusation. Mr. Strauss-Kahn should have appeared in court yesterday, but the hearing was adjourned to today.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social. The news in detail. President John Evans Atta Mills has confirmed that he'll be in Cote d'Ivoire to witness the investiture of Ivorian President-elect Alassane Ouattara to be held on Saturday the 21st of this month. He therefore asked the religious community to continue to pray for peace to be restored to that country. President Mills said this when he joined the congregation of the Word Miracle Bible Church at his headquarters at Jowolu for the Sunday service. He thanked the church for its role in praying for national peace and hosting a number of people from neighboring Cote d'Ivoire with prayer support in the time of strong crisis following the stalemate there. Describing himself as a member of the church and with a plaque for their leader, Bishop Charles Ajinasare, for his prayer support when he was the vice president, President Mills said the bishop is one of the people who molded him and brought him up for the presidency. President Mills acknowledged the divine power in the political affairs, saying those in leadership positions have no power if that power does not come from God. The president explained that success in governance is based on God's favor. That favor, he said, when granted a nation, will not discriminate among political parties. President Mills expressed the hope that the Ivorians will enjoy some comfort after going through tough times in the aftermath of the November polls and assured them of continued prayers for the restoration of peace. Bishop Ajinasare prayed for God's blessings for the congregants and asked that he takes them out of bondage and break any chains that limit their successes. He advised Christians to submit to authority, since God himself placed people in positions of authority. However, that submission should be within God's approval, saying, "It is better to obey God when demands from authorities go contrary to the word of God." The chairman of the Hoha Global Evangelical Church, Reverend Francisco Jabuada, has asked politicians to be guided against the use of abusive language as the country moves towards the 2012 general elections. Reverend Abuada asks Ghanaians to be truthful, polite, and embark on campaigns of issues and ideas than the use of provocative and intemperate language, which are to disturb the relative peace in the nation. Reverend Abuada gave the advice at a four-day presbytery conference at Hull. He called on the church to continue to intercede on behalf of Ghana for free, fair, and violence-free campaign and general elections. On the media, Reverend Abuada called for censorship of movies with immoral, profane, or occultic scenes, as well as the promotion of alcoholic beverages at prime time on radio and television. He said these scenes usually corrupt the minds of children, especially during their character formation periods, and called for urgent legislation to correct the anomaly. The Accra Newtown District Pastor of the Church of Pentecost, Evangelist Amos Jimmy Markin, has called on Christians not to let the beauty of church buildings to attract them to worship there. They should rather look out for churches that seek their salvation and can influence them to improve their relationship with God. Evangelist Markin was preaching at the inauguration of a 1,500 seating capacity auditorium of the Adabaka Assembly for the Church of Pentecost in Accra. Here is a report by Olivia Mwadanso and Elvis Betty.
The Adabaka Assembly of the Church of Pentecost, now the Reverend James McKeon Memorial Temple, started in 1962 with six members at the Adichom Government School in Adabaka. After some time, the membership of the assembly kept increasing. This prompted the church to look for a spacious and permanent place for worship. In August 1992, the then chairman of the church, Prophet M.K. Yeboa, cut the sod for work to commence on the project. The foundation stone was laid in August 2002 and has now been completed. In a sermon, the Accra Newtown District Pastor of the Church, Evangelist Amos Jimmy Markin, said it is sad that some Christians in recent times tend to look at the beauty of church buildings to influence their choice of place of worship. He noted that God is not interested in magnificent church buildings, but rather the quality of the congregation. He therefore urged the church to go out and win souls for the Lord to fill the auditorium. He advised Christians to lead exemplary lifestyles in order to serve as role models in the society, adding that what God desires from mankind is a clean heart. The building is estimated at 100,000 Ghana cedis and was financed from the church's internal resources coupled with external support.
A report by Olivia Mwadanso and Elvis Betty. The managing director of the Ghana Civil Aviation Authority, Commodore Kwame Mansi, has attributed the lack of accidents in the country's aviation industry within the last 10 years to the safety and security measures put in place by the authority. He said though Ghana's status as an oil-producing country has resulted in many airlines operating in the country, this development will in no way pose major safety and security challenges to the industry. Mr. Mansi made these remarks on BBC's current affairs program, Talking Point. The director of Citylink, Amatego, called for a review of the provision that prevents domestic flights from operating after 6 p.m. She said this development is a setback to the growth of the industry domestically. The managing director of the Ghana Airport Company Limited, Mrs. Doreen Owusu-Fianko, called on banks to invest heavily in the aviation industry as a way of putting it on a sound footing. The FDE for Infanciman East, George Quinty Blanson, has appealed to the National Permits Committee to investigate why the fishermen of Nakwa were denied supply of the fuel from February 26 to May 12 this year. Mr. Quinty Blanson, who is also the Deputy Majority Chief Whip in Parliament, made the call at a meeting with supporters of NDC at Nakwa in the Central Region. He said that people of the community were mainly fishermen and fishmongers, and for them to be denied fuel for nearly 3 months is wrong and needed to be investigated. Mr. Blanson said government will tar the main road from Nanabing to the town as part of roads earmarked as soon as funds are secured. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra, the major stories. President Mills to witness inauguration of Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara. Domestic airline operator calls for review of provision that prevents domestic flights from operating after 6 p.m. Existing science resource centers in second cycle institutions to be refurbished. NATO to intensify campaign in Libya. Kenyan Olympic champion Sammy Wanjiru died. IMF chief consents to physical examination and at least 12 people killed by Israeli security forces at borders with Palestinian territories. Do stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. Existing science resource centers in second cycle institutions will soon be refurbished to improve educational standards in the country. The Volta Regional Minister Joseph Aminewode disclosed this at the 58th speech and prize-giving day of the Pando Senior High School. It focused on the need for infrastructure development to increase access to quality secondary education. Martin Nodi was there for Radio Ghana.
Pando Senior High School was established in 1953. To primarily satisfy the need for second cycle education in the district. The school, which started with 9 students, now has a population of 1,488. The school, however, lacks adequate infrastructure. The access road to the school remains untarred, while the students are congested in the classrooms and dormitories. The construction of a kitchen and a dining hall complex, which started in 1978, has also not been completed. The managing director of Amalgamated Bank, Manson Tokonu, underscored the importance of education and the development of good human resource as a prerequisite for accelerated development. He expressed concern about the inadequate facilities in the school and called on all stakeholders to contribute to its good. Mr. Tokonu advised the students to live worthy lives and not to learn in their studies. The Volta Regional Minister, Joseph Aminewode, called on the school's management committee to inculcate into the students the virtues of discipline, truth and hard work so that they can become worthy future leaders. He mentioned that the government is planning to refurbish all existing science resource centers with modern equipment. The regional minister disclosed that the school will benefit from the ongoing Pando Town Water Project to ease the perennial water problem. Mr. Aminewode, who is also an old boy, assured the school of his support. The headmaster of the school, Francis Mode, expressed concern about the use of some websites by students and called on parents to closely monitor the awards activities. He called on the government to strengthen the district directorates of education to enable them to perform their duties professionally.
That was Makin Nodi's report. The Yendi Municipal Health Directorate has immunized 53,359 children under 5 against polio and provided them with vitamin A supplement. The beneficiaries were also dewormed during the Child Health Promotion Week and this year's second National Immunization Day in the municipality. The Municipal Disease Control Officer, Husseini Mahama, The Municipal Disease Control Officer Husseini Mahama announced this when he met the local NID committee members in Yendi. The Municipal Director of Health Services, Mrs. Denise Agong, said anemia is very common among children and women. stating that 8 out of every 10 anemic cases are children below 5 years. She urged mothers to start breastfeeding their children within 30 minutes after delivery and do exclusive breastfeeding for 6 months to prevent anemia. Mrs. Agon asked mothers to enrich their children's meal with beans, fish and eggs which contain protein. They must also deworm their children who are more than 2 years old every 6 months. Mothers should also immunize and protect their children against childhood diseases and guard against infections. Mrs. Agon also requested the people to keep a clean environment and sleep under insecticide-treated nets with their children to prevent malaria. 104 million women in sub-Saharan Africa, South Central Asia and Southeast Asia have unmet needs for modern contraceptives due to method-related reasons. The number will increase to 161 million in the next 4 decades if concerns about the available methods are not addressed. According to a U.S. research institute, there was lack of attention and resources dedicated to contraceptive research and development, hence a vital need to reinvigorate the field. It said 7 out of 10 women in sub-Saharan Africa and their aforementioned jurisdictions who want to avoid pregnancy but are not using modern contraceptives report reasons for non-use that indicated that available methods do not satisfy their needs. The report, Contraceptive Technology Responding to Women's Needs, focuses on the 3 regions that together account for the majority of women in the developing world with an unmet need for contraception. About 49 million of the overall 40% pregnancies in these regions are unintended. Each year, these pregnancies result in 21 million unplanned births, an equal number of abortions, 3/4 of which are unsafe, and 116,000 maternal deaths. The findings make clear that meeting the need for contraception requires not only increased access and counseling, but the development of new methods that better meets women's needs. We'll be back with the foreign news.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
Welcome back. The UK Defence Secretary Liam Fox says he agrees with the head of the armed forces that NATO needs to intensify its campaign in Libya. It has been agreed that direct attacks should be launched against infrastructure propping up Colonel Gaddafi's regime. But the UN's Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Relief, Baroness Amos, called for a temporary cessation of hostilities. He said there is an urgent need for an end to the conflict and was concerned that any scaling in the fighting would have a significant impact on innocent civilians. The UK and other countries have been bombing Libya under a UN resolution authorizing force to protect civilians. The Security Council resolution authorizes all necessary measures to protect civilians under threat of attack short of an occupying force. Kenyan Olympic marathon champion Samuel Sammy Wanjiru has died after falling from a balcony at his home in the Rift Valley town of Nyahururu. Officials say Mr. Wanjiru had suffered internal injuries and they were trying to establish whether he had leaped deliberately or fallen by accident. Mr. Wanjiru was the first Kenyan to win Olympic gold in the marathon, but last December he was charged with threatening to kill his wife and illegal possession of an AK-47 firearm. IMF Chief Dominic Strauss-Kahn has consented to a medical examination of allegations of serious sexual assault. Mr. Strauss-Kahn, who was arrested last Saturday, denies attacking and attempting to rape a hotel maid. He was due to appear in court yesterday, but the hearing has been postponed until today to allow the forensic test to be carried out. The married former French finance minister is also considered a possible socialist candidate for the presidency. presidency, Mr. Strauss-Kahn, often referred to in France simply as DSK, had been detained at JFK Airport on Saturday night as he prepared to fly to Europe. The 62-year-old was kept overnight in a special unit for sexual harassment in New York's Harlem Borough and was charged yesterday with criminal sexual act, unlawful imprisonment, and attempted rape. Police says the 32-year-old woman who made the allegations has formally identified him in a lineup. Mr. Strauss-Kahn had been scheduled to meet German Chancellor Angela Merkel yesterday in Berlin and then attend an EU finance minister's meeting in Brussels today. Media reports say his detention is likely to complicate ongoing efforts to stabilize the finances of struggling Eurozone member states. A Malaysian court says sodomy charges against opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim are credible and his trial must go on. In the politically charged ruling, Judge Zabidin Mohamed Diaz said the prosecution had established a case which must be answered. The charges, if proven, could send Mr. Anwar to jail for 20 years. Mr. Anwar says the charges are a political conspiracy ahead of planned parliamentary elections. Judge Diaz told the court he believes that Mohamed Salifu Bukhari, a 23-year-old man who accused Anwar of sodomizing him, was a reliable witness. He also found there was evidence that Mr. Anwar and Mr. Salifu were at the scene of the alleged crime at the time in question and that there was no opportunity for the offense to have taken place. Israeli forces have fired on groups of protesters at borders with the Palestinian territories, Syria and Lebanon. Reports say at least 12 people have died and dozens more have been injured. In one incident, thousands of Palestinian supporters from Syria entered the Golan Heights. Responding in a televised address to yesterday's violence, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he hoped calm and quiet will quickly return, but said Israelis are determined to defend their borders and sovereignty. Security forces in the Egyptian capital Cairo fired warning shots and tear gas to break up protests outside the Israeli embassy. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for calm and urged all sides to show utmost responsibility. The decapitated bodies of 25 men and 2 women have been found near Guatemala's border with Mexico. The bodies were discovered at a ranch in Petén province, 500 kilometers north of the capital. The chief of police says the killings are probably linked to a battle between rival drug gangs fighting for control of the area. Northern Guatemala is an important transit point for drugs smuggled from South America to the United States. A German hairdresser has won the title of world's best beard at the World Beard and Mustache Championship in Norway. Elmar Weiser, 47, beat 160 contestants to the prize with his elaborate facial hair sculpture of a moose. It is the third time Mr. Weiser has emerged as champion. In 2005, he won with a beard styled into the shape of Berlin's Brandenburg Gate, and in 2007 with a representation of London Bridge. He said he began preparing his creation for the event at 7 a.m. with the help of his sister. He told newsmen when his beard isn't styled, it goes down to his wrist. And in football, Ghana's Black Princesses have qualified for this year's All-Africa Games slated for Maputo, Mozambique in September. The Princesses yesterday beat the Super Falcons of Nigeria 2-1 in the return leg qualifier at the Awak Stadium. It means Ghana under-20 women team have completed a 3-2 aggregate scoreline over the Nigerian senior women's team after the first leg clash ended 1-1 in Abuja a fortnight ago. And now Sisoa presents editorials of the papers.
The Daily Graphic expresses concern over high interest rates, which says are stifling businesses. The paper says though the central bank has reduced its policy rate by 50 basis points, the interest rates charged by the commercial banks have not witnessed any decline. The situation, according to the Graphic, has been a source of worry to many, including the president, John Evans Atta Mills. The paper points out that the nature of commercial banks' interest rates makes local business entities less competitive against their international counterparts. The banks have, however, repeatedly made it clear that the pegging of interest rates are not only determined by inflation and the policy rate, but also government domestic borrowing and high risk profile of many companies. The graphic urges players in the banking sector to come out with friendly interest rates. It also appeals to borrowers from the banks to be truthful in their transactions with the banks so as to help inject confidence in the system, which will lead to the cutting down of risks over time. Governments worry over the poor performance of power supply and distribution companies. The ECG and GRIDCO is the focus of the Ghanaian Times editorial. The paper notes that the lashing on these companies by government has not yielded any positive outcome since power outages in the country remain a nightmare. It adds that the fears and suspicion of Ghanaians that these companies are incapable of providing any good service to the public have been confirmed. The Times therefore calls on government to step up its efforts at putting the ECG and GRIDCO on their toes. That ends editorials of the papers presented by Mercy Sowa.
To end the news, the main points again. President Mills will be attending the inauguration of Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara on the 21st of this month. President Mills announces at a church service in Accra. The director of a domestic airline, Amatego, has suggested the review of the law that restricts domestic airlines from working at night. Madame Tego made the appeal on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point. And Kenyan Olympic marathon champion Sammy Wanjiru is reported dead. He is said to have fallen from a balcony at his home in Kenya. The news was presented by Agatha Samwa in Accra.